Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, well, it is, I was about to say the middle of the week. It's not the middle of the week. I wasn't here for the middle of the week. I was on a hiatus. So we didn't get to do the Grand Council yesterday, so we're going to do it today. So I appreciate the flexibility of my brethren. Let me call the roll. Down south by the Gulf of America, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show, 1819 News' editor-in-chief. Jeff Poor, are you there?
I am present.
You are indeed. And back from a long hiatus, here he is, host of the Dale Jackson Show on 770 AM, 92.5 WVNN out of Huntsville. Also does cool stuff with Yellowhammer and other things. Hey, Dale Jackson, you're here.
What?
You are indeed. Stand at ease. All right. I'm calling it. We got a quorum. Hit it, man.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right, there it is. All right, so Dale, we've missed your frog strangling voice for the last couple of weeks, so I'm gonna let you go first, man. What you got?
So Donald Trump is apparently single-handedly indicting people like Letitia James. He's doing it all by himself.
All by himself.
No laws have been broken. He is solely just an indicting monster who's going out and doing all the things that he's not allowed to do, and he is the absolute worst person that has ever lived. How come when he was being indicted, it was never Biden foe, Donald Trump indicted by Biden's attorney general? How come we never get that, DOJ? How come we never saw that?
Well, Jeff, you first.
I think you know the answer. These like self-answering questions, but I mean, I don't know. Are they selectively prosecuting people because as retribution? It's sort of this. It's not a great cycle that we're in right now. This is going to be the way it goes. But I mean, we can't have two playbooks in this country.
No, we can't.
I mean, this is the way they're going to play. Then we have to play that way too.
And that's a fair point, and they don't want to hear that, but it's a fair point. And I don't at this point I don't think we can call it lawfare, because we do appear to have actual grounds. Letitia James lied on her mortgage documents. If it's not real, it'll go away pretty quick. James Comey's going to file a motion to dismiss. Those are rarely granted, but I do anticipate that it's going to be a fairly quick trial. We're talking about maybe 3 days is what they're saying right now, and they're setting it very speedy trial, by the way. It's going to be like January 5th, so he's not wasting time. But here's the bottom line. You've also got the transparency to add to this. It's not just that we're finding out and we're indicting. We're also finding out, like through investigative means, like the bugging or the monitoring of our phones of U.S. senators. Other things that are coming to light, like finding batches of documents tucked away in the burn rooms of the FBI. All said and done, I think we're just uncovering stuff, peeling back the layers of the onion, and the Democrats are hating the idea that the light of day is being shown on some of this. It's your own question, Dale. What do you got?
Yeah, I think Jeff's right. The question was pretty evident when I asked it. But I just, for me, I look at this and I kind of wonder why in the world the media puts themselves through these situations, because they can put someone on that desk with them. I don't know, Phil Williams or something, who's just going to eat them up on CNN when they do this kind of stuff. And it seems pretty simple to poke holes in this and to say the Donald Trump stood up at a luncheon, I think on election day in 2000, or excuse me, inauguration day in 2017. And he looked at the Clintons and he's like, we're good. We don't got to do anything. And they were all, you know, BFF. And he was just being a BFF and saying, we're not going to go after you. And then as soon as he was out of office, they tried to kill him. I mean, and literally at one point. But it just, you know, Jeff said, you know, it's a bad cycle we're in. They're going to have to stop first, I think, because Donald Trump made it clear retribution was coming. And they're saying retribution's coming the other way.
I think it's also real evident that Donald Trump can be your best friend. He can be your absolute best friend. He can also be your absolute worst enemy. You choose. And that's pretty much the way he lays it out. Next question, Jeff Rowe, what do you got for us?
The fourth annual, I know I'm going to butcher this, but the fourth annual Dia de los Muertos Festival in downtown Decatur has been canceled due to concerns about ice. What will you be doing that day instead on November 1st, Dale Jackson?
I didn't know that.
The Hamana Taco Burrito Festival is what? Is canceled?
So this is like the Day of the Dead Festival, right?
Yes. Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. They canceled it because of the fear of ice, and I got to tell you, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's just, what a self-report. I mean, what a self-report. You're telling on yourself.
Yeah.
This whole, every single one of these stories where ICE is coming in and going after people who aren't illegal or turns out to be false. The zip tying stuff turns out to be false. All these stories are false, but they get their headlines and they go from there. So if you want to cancel that festival, go right ahead. I think that's fine. And it's a stupid thing and everybody knows it. They're trying to send a message and it's a message that I hear and I go, pretty funny.
I heard they're also they're closing off all Home Depot parking lots. There's not going to be any more parking lots at Home Depot. That's happening too.
So, have you seen the videos of the soccer moms chasing ICE around going, they're just here to work, like screaming at them, show me your face. And they're all yelling at them in the parking lot of the Home Depot.
It's absolutely asinine. So, you know, did they cancel that? I mean, first of all, I would bet part of it was a lack of participation, but they needed a good excuse. So there's that. And then that lack of participation is not all related to ICE. But the other piece of this, though, is if you're here illegally, then you're probably not going to be gathering in the square right now. And that's good, actually. What's happened is the tone has been set and the self-deportation mode is actually in play. And I you know, the left can't stand it. But what's happening is if it's happening, if they're doing, you know, raids in Chicago, and people in Huntsville or Madison or Decatur are canceling their Saturday events, that has set a tone that nationwide, you know what, self-deportation might not be a bad idea.
You know, I'll take it a step further. In Memphis, I was talking to talk shows out of Memphis, and he said that even before the National Guard gets there, like when the federal agents are there, he said, you know, it's a nicer place, crime's down, people are on their best behavior. And again, you're just telling on yourself in that situation. Because now your city is able to get under control as long as somebody tries, and you have all these people who are saying, we're not going to go out and cause trouble because the cops are here. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly what we're
looking for. That's exactly what deterrence is.
Yeah.
All right, third question. Let me ask you this. The intolerant left. All right, so it's always about diversity, equity, inclusion. Everybody's welcome until they're not. So we had a situation happen here fairly recently, last night actually, or maybe the night before. Movement Church in Madison was defaced because Brian Dawson of 1819 News is the guest speaker tonight at a TPUSA event being held at the church.
And the Antichrist.
And he's also the Antichrist, according to the graffiti spray painted on the outside of the church building itself. I've been to this church. It's a great church, wonderful people. First of all, I'll give props. The church is not backing down. The church is like, whatever, man. We'll clean the paint, and we're also holding the event. But is there any low to which the left will not stoop in an effort to prove their lack of tolerance? Jeff, since it's your group, 1819 got attacked here. What do you think?
We can look at the, remember back in June, the Marjorie Taylor Greene event, and they had kind of similar graffiti.
Like, I was there.
I think you have a serial graffitiist in Madison County, probably indivisible, whatever, and running around. I don't know. Like we got a bunch of attention the first time around. We'll do it again. Eventually, they'll catch this guy. But that just kind of silly tactic.
The intolerant left, Dale. Your thoughts?
I think it's probably the same person. It looks the same. We're doing the same stuff. And I hate this because what they're trying to do is keep people from having conversations and trying to scare them away. That's all it is. And they are incapable of winning in the argument of ideas. They go out there and they scream and they yell and they want to silence people. And I'm telling you, this whole thing is bad, and I'm glad they're holding the event. Stick it right in their face. You hear this stuff all over college campuses. Oh, we're canceling it because of security reasons. Well, what does that mean? It's not a safe event. Why? Like, let's go through the reasons. The reason it's not a safe event is because the people that want to attack the event, or whether verbally or maybe even physically, are coming from the left, and they're just trying to shut you down by threatening violence. And I'll tell you this, you know, Brian Dawson, and, you know, I work for a competitor to 1819, Yellowhammer, and I'll tell you, Brian Dawson's story is one that is, I think, his religion is a pretty big part of it. He's the perfect person to speak at a church. And to me, I don't understand why you would want to stop that. If you don't like it, just don't go. And this thing's gotten way more attention than the media was going to give it. if this attack did not happen. That's first thing. Secondly, some of the cowards in the media, the way they've covered this, I've seen them go as far as saying things along the lines of the person who would be speaking at the event was referred to as the Antichrist. I'm like, come on. Don't just say, you know, we're not saying their name. The guy's a victim at this instance, and you're not saying his name is ridiculous.
Well, I think the results that I hope come out of this are A, that the event has a greater attendance. B, I hope that Sunday morning at Movement Church they have greater attendance. And then, you know, C, 18-19, I hope you guys get a huge boost out of it. And that's the way it should be, because we cannot let the left have its way by doing crap like this. All right, we're about to go to break. I got to say, before we go to break, though, now that we're both all three on video, I noticed that Dale has a lot of gray hair in his beard and Jeff drinks Perrier during Grand Council. I did not know this about y'all.
It's Pellegrino.
Oh, it's Pellegrino.
I'm getting old.
All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, pulling pins on truth grenades. All right, we're going right back to the Grand Council with two of my brethren in talk radio, Dale Jackson, Jeff Poor. Round two, first question. Dale, what you got?
I spoke with Steve Marshall today, the attorney general running for Senate as well, and we were talking a little bit about a poll that was out. And Jeff, I think you and I talked about this earlier this week. Phil Williams won't come on my show regularly. I don't know what that's all about.
I don't recall being invited any time in recent history. Go ahead.
I got you into the business.
Come on.
What are you talking about? We know there's a poll out there. At least there was one that had like Bruce Pearl and A.J. McCarron, and I believe it had Paul Feinbaum in it as well. Been polling for a while. What were the numbers? Does anyone know? That's number one. What numbers came out of that? And who's the next sports figure to decide they want to take a crack at the Senate? Is it Cam Newton? What are we going
to
do?
I was just about to say Cam Newton, but
I want his stupid hat back in Alabama running for office. That'd be awesome.
I mean, if he could wear the hat while he takes the oath of office, that would be amazing. who's going to come? I don't know. First of all, I'm still wondering what's up with Feinbaum. I mean, it got more real because he got into his tussle with Disney. And I also see that he's been up in DC having some meetings. So something's fairly real on it. I really kind of poo-pooed the whole idea at first, and, I'm through poo-pooing. But I don't know what he's going to do. And I question why he would leave what's obviously a Mega Millions contract, I'm sure, to go do this. And then A.J. McCarron. Is A.J. McCarron even formally entered campaign land, or is he just kind of talking right now? I haven't heard. Jeff, weigh in, because you always seem to have the ingredients of the secret sauce on this.
I heard he was telling a lot of people that Spiro Charagotis is...
You're talking A.J.?
A.J. McCarron at Spiro Charagotis' victory party a couple weeks ago that Lieutenant Governor looked like a reasonable option here. There's some residency questions, but I don't know. I mean, we're pretty sure A.J. McCarron is an Alabamian, and I don't know what they'd have to do to challenge that, establish residency. Maybe he registered to vote in another state or something, and that might be a problem, but we'll see. The other, on the polling, the polling I've seen just shows kind of really high name ID, and then they put them up against other candidates, and if Feinbaum and McCarron just pull off the charts, they just do. And I think that's probably soft. You could eat at that, but no, it's a real thing. There's something going on here. They really, really are scrambling around for whatever reason, looking for a Senate candidate, to run in this, there's some Washington DC types who just aren't enamored with the current field.
So, is there bad blood with Steve Marshall?
That's what I was going to ask.
I'm missing
it. What?
I don't understand it either. Now, look, I mean, you could probably look around and figure out that there's, who might be pushing this, but I don't know. I've asked the same question. I haven't really gotten a good answer.
Okay, well, then that's interesting. So I've had Steve on my show here recently, too, and things seem fine. I mean, he's rocking along, and of course, you're not going to get the downside from the actual candidate himself, but at the same time, I look at the candidate, the fields we got right now. Morgan Murphy just jumped in. Then you got Jared Hudson. You've got Barry Moore, and you've got and each one of them has a different facet to their background that's unique and different. all of which are though are pretty unique and good candidates of their own. And the idea that we're going to throw another two or three in there because somebody can't find something to be satisfied with that group, I just
for some reason, and you could go back to 17, right? They didn't want Del Marsh. They tried to force Luther Strange on us, remember? And I'm telling you, it was Washington, D.C. that really watched the Washington Post with Roy Moore and keeping him out of the Senate. 2020, Bradley Byrne and Tommy Tuberville, last minute, they put together an effort to draft Jeff Sessions and they get him on the ballot. I guess they were pretty happy with Katie Britt with the Shelby connection, but there's always been that component to Senate races here in Alabama.
Dale, your own question. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I just want to know if you guys had seen the polls, and you say they're polling off the charts. So are you telling me if Feinbaum gets in, he beats Marshall? Like his polling's better than Marshall
on name ID.
On name ID. But, well, head to head.
Head to head.
Head to head. He beats him.
Really? You seen it?
There's a lot of unsure, undecided in that survey too.
Who paid for the poll? Do you know who paid for that poll?
That's another good question. I know consultants have just they were testing the waters here to see if it was viable, and what they were doing, what it looked like to me, I don't know who paid for it, but what the polling looked like to me is they were just trying to find something that would stick to the wall besides Steve Marshall and Barry Moore.
That's just wild to me. All right, real quick, we got about, what, maybe a minute? 1 minute, Jeff, short question. What do you got?
Montgomery shooting, legislature's going to move. What do you think they should do?
I think the legislature is going to bring back their bill that would allow them to intervene and remove a police chief or augment a police force if they have to. And I think they're also going to authorize the governor to call up the National Guard. And then they're going to upfund policing like at the academy level and that kind of stuff. That's my thoughts off the cuff. Dale?
Well, I think since these guys and the mayor brought this up are constitutional carry advocates, we're going to defund the NRA and we're going to end constitutional carry in the state of Alabama because that's the real issue here, apparently.
Real quick, let me answer my own question. Watch for a bill like they have in Florida where you can recall a mayor.
Oh.
And then what? They're going to take the entertainment district so you can't have open containers away, I believe, in Montgomery. I think that's another thing they're going to do. And I had Reed Ingram on, who represents that area down there, and said that he wants to take control of the 911 center because there are 911 calls in Montgomery, Alabama, that regularly go unanswered.
Holy crap. Whoa. Wow. Okay. That's awful. That's a source of liability for a city.
Hell, send the National Guard to answer the phone.
that's what's going on down there.
Some communication specialist. They can't do policing. Let them answer the phone.
All right, you guys. Dale, get some Grecian formula. Appreciate you. Glad you're back. Phil Williams, Grand Counsel. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.